And welcome back to the Arson Brothers Show. First time in quite a while, but have no fear because we are here and we're back for what we're going to call Season 2 starting here in the new year 2020. And as always, I am Matt Klein here with you tonight. Joined first off, sit beside me here in the studio, Arson Brother Mr. Scott Holly.
Hi, how you doing?
And joining us via satellite, all the way down Commonwealth, Mr. Michael Sizemore.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How's it going,
buddy? Going well, going well.
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
Yeah, got a little busy, so, you know, a little hiatus, but back to kick off this new year.
Yeah. Ringing in 2020 the right way with the Arson Brothers podcast.
That's right. Only way to do it. And we're ready to rock it here in 2020. We got lots of fun stuff coming up. Some really big announcements going to come really soon, actually. About all we can say on that. But before we go into the future, for this episode, we're going to now go into the past in a way. Oh. Because tonight, we're going to be discussing our favorite of 2019 in various categories.
Oh, well, when you said go into the past, I thought you were breaking off the time machine from that show that you and Stevie had for a while, where you used the time machine to go back and watch wrestling.
Rewind through time. We do. There is a time machine, technically, here at Arson Brothers.
Yeah. Long-term Arson Brothers fans will remember rewind through time, and it's a time machine, hopefully.
Hopefully. But yeah, so before we go to the future, we're going back and looking back on the ABs, what was their favorite threes, ABs favorite threes is what we'll say. But and we got a few ABs sent their items in for this. And then, of course, us three here live will do airs. But for that, real quick, we'll just go around the room and say it's been a while. We'll start with you, Size Man. What's been going on? How's things been going?
Things been going pretty well. Not a whole lot going on, you know. Just working all the time, enjoying the warm weather we've had here in January. It's been unseasonably warm and nice. Just not doing much in 2020 so far. Just resting up for the big things to come.
Nice saying that. And then how about you, Mr. Scott?
Oh, resting, getting up, also getting ready.
Nice, yeah. More or less same here. Back to work after the holidays and all that goodness. Ready for a big year here in 2020. And moving right along. But, yeah, with that said, I mean, we might as well roll right into this because we do have several things to touch on. We'll start with, what do you say we start with the AB's favorite video game?
All right.
Let's start. I'll read the absentee ballots, as we'll say.
All right.
First off. And the first one from AB Mr. Stevie Looney. Sent in his favorite games of the year. And then his number three, Call of Duty. So the new Call of Duty game. I heard good things. I did not get to play that one, but I did hear good things. Far Cry is his number two. And Days Gone is at the top of his list.
I have no idea what Days Gone is. The other two I've heard of, but I have no idea what that one is.
Well, I've heard of Days Gone, but that's the end of it, the hearing of it.
And that's what I do.
I think those are all PS4 titles, which I do not have. I would like to have, but I don't. If anyone out here wants to sponsor and buy me a PS4, feel free.
Yeah.
But also sending in the list for top three games of the year was A.B. Sean Allen, or Waldo. And his number three for the Nintendo Switch was Crash Team Racing, a game I wanted to pick up all year, never got to. It's essentially Mario Kart, but with Crash Team
characters. That's cool.
And Madden NFL 20, PS4, and latest Madden game. Those games, always a good time.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's more than 20. That's for 2020. And his number one, also for the Switch, Super Mario Maker 2.
All right.
So.
Legit the only game that I've played out of all these so far. And that was just at your house for a couple hours a night.
Yeah, good one to play, though. But, yeah, that's our absentee ballot. Scott, did you have anything for video games of the year?
No, I don't think I played a video game this year.
I understand that, size.
I played Super Mario Maker 2 at your house a little bit. Like I said, it was fun. So I guess that wins my number one.
Well, that would, by proxy, be your favorite. And, well, I do have three. They are all Switch and titles. Number three was Tetris 99, the awesome free game that Nintendo gave us early in the year. It's my go-to little quick game. It's basically Tetris Battle Royale. It's just fun, quick, get a couple games in and get your brain pumping.
Oh, yeah. We got my daughter a Switch for Christmas, and I've played that quite a bit. So I guess that's my number one. Super Mario Maker 2 is my number two.
Okay. There you go. Nice.
That Tetris is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Tetris 99 is a good one. It's cool. What's your best?
I think the best I've done is like 14th.
Yeah, that's solid. I've got two top fives, and I've been playing since it dropped, so for months now. Literally just two. I mean, I've played a ridiculous number of games. So. But my second is also on the Switch, Wargroove, a turn-based war game that came earlier this year. Man, I spent a ton of time with it and still go back and do it because there's customizable content. The community keeps fresh maps content rolling, but a super fun game if you like turn-based strategy.
Cool.
And then my number one, which will make this, well, not, it wasn't third, now back to its second number one, but Super Mario Maker 2.
Yeah.
On top of the year, just had anytime you want, you can pop that in and have a ton of fun just playing through levels or what have you. Or if you want to sit down and dig hard, you can make some cool stuff for sure.
Yeah, it's what I noticed when I played at your place is like there's just a ton of levels made from the hardest imaginable thing to, you know, some easier stuff. There's everything.
Yeah. There. I like turning on that endless challenge, just trying to keep rolling through.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Switch love amongst the Arkham brothers. We are Nintendo guys for the most part, seems like. Okay, well, let's move along to another category. We'll go next to, what do you say, podcast?
Cool. Yeah.
Our favorite podcast of the year, and had one write-in, one absentee ballot on this one.
Oh, yeah? Who is that? Who picked some podcasts?
Mr. Sean Allen.
Okay, let's see what Waldo is listening to.
All right, his number three would be the Dell Jr. Download. All
right. Yeah.
Good podcast. And number two, I'm completely unaware of this one. You may know. It's called Three Guys Before the Game.
Never heard of it either.
No, Scott, any clue on that? Me either. I have to check into that. And his number one, I'm also a fan of this one, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, which, of course, is Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins, WWE guys, toy wrestling, well, toy in general, but primarily wrestling toy podcast.
That's cool. That makes sense for that being Waldo's number one.
Yeah, yeah. I know he's a big fan of, which is good. But, yeah, he likes that one a lot. I like it as well. Scott, about you, got some podcasts for this year?
I guess number three would be I have to go with Joe Rogan, really. Long-time listener. Number two would be Metal Matters, is the metal podcast on the radio network hosted by Mike Hill and sometimes Frank Larson, two musicians, big fan. About classic records and metal news. And I guess my longtime favorite is Sunday School. So,
Very nice. Well, I'm already a listener of two of those, and you just saw me on the third one as well. So I'm gonna check that as well. So that sounds like a good list. I'll do mine next, guys, and let you round this one out.
Okay, sounds good.
My number three was one that really just got started late in the year, but I took a quick liking to it as a fan of the show that it's discussing, and it's Office Lady.
Okay.
From Pam and Angela, the characters at least from The Office, just going through each episode and discussing in detail things about it and behind the scenes and on set. So I really enjoyed it, which I'm a huge fan of The Office. But
That sounds pretty cool. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I would recommend it. My number two was also on Sean's list, but it's the Dale Jr. Download. Through the weeks of the NASCAR season, when he's popping these out, I get sometimes hankering for them to drop on Monday. I love it. And my number one, first turned on to me by you, actually, guys, is Disgraceland.
Yeah, Jake Brandon, he's good. He makes a good podcast.
Very, very good stuff. If you haven't checked that one out, if you like rock and roll or music in general and true crime, I guess would be the key combos.
Yeah.
In a way, just the grittier side of music, in a way. I don't know. It's good stuff. All right.
Let's see. My number three is going to be a podcast that kind of got me into the idea of toys and learning about toy collecting. That's Toy Brothers Super Show.
Oh, nice. I heard that it's returning soon.
Yeah. Hopefully it comes back. It was always fun to listen to. The three guys on there are always real interesting. But, yeah, I liked it. When, number two was Worst Year Ever. It's a couple of guys that used to write for Cracked, Cody Johnson and Robert Evans. Discussing the political realm. They have a lot of episodes about the Democratic candidates and stuff for the 2020 election. So it's a funny but political podcast that I've enjoyed pretty well. And my number one is the same as Matt's, also Disgraceland.
Nice, yeah.
This last year, the Altamont episode was really good.
Dude, yes.
And the Mike Love Beach Boys episode, which I don't know if it came out after the first. I think it came out before the end of the year. I think it was right there at the very end.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, it was excellent. Yeah, it's probably my favorite episode that they've done. It was just so good. If you're interested in Beach Boys, the Manson murders, any of that, you should check out that episode of Disgraceland.
Absolutely. Very nice. Some lots of good podcasts there. If you're looking for some recommendations, there's a lot of good ones being thrown around. Okay. Well, let's move on. We have more categories to go. We'll go next to the AB Favorite Three Wrestling Matches of the Year. And I got two absentee ballots for this one. First one being from A.B. Stevie Looney. His number three would be Cody versus Dustin Rhodes from AEW Double or Nothing.
Cool. Yeah.
Great stuff there.
Bloody, sure. Brutal match.
Yeah. One of the handful, and I'll get to more, that I saw this year. I didn't watch it. Wrestling. Number two, Rey Fénix versus Nick Jackson from AEW Dynamite.
All right.
And you're raving about that one. I didn't get to see that. It's good, though. I need to check it out. And his number one, Walter versus Tyler Bate from NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff. And I did watch that match. I specifically went back and watched it just because of the hype. It was fantastic. Next, we got from Sean Allen, his list. His number three, we just said, Walter versus Tyler Bate from NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff. And number, that's his three. His two, Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole from NXT TakeOver New York. I saw that one as well, actually. I saw what's more. But fantastic match. And his number one, Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston from WrestleMania 35.
Oh, what a WWE mark.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is your rival, though.
Yeah, that's true. we'll never see that on the wrestling world.
Never will. Fight forever. I love it. Scott, I'm going to assume no wrestling lists from you.
All right. That I can tell.
No, you've saw probably enough to actually. If you, yeah, would want it. Yeah, that's funny though. Actually, because you really have. But yeah, okay. And Daz, you got some?
Yeah, I didn't watch much wrestling at all this year. But we've got a few. My number three is going to be the Faction versus the Ugly Ducklings from WVCW. Sometime, because it was, I managed it. It was like the last match I managed in 2019, maybe ever. So
nice. I heard good things about that whole everything about that. So,
it gets on the list just for that. Number two was I really don't have a number two. I just have a three and a one. I figured I shouldn't make that one number two or one just because. No.
Okay.
Okay. So number two is blank. Number one is Invisible Man versus Invisible Stan from Joey Janela's Spring Break 3.
Yes, that was phenomenal.
It is, you know, it's what I want wrestling to be.
I feel like somehow Bryce Remsburg needs to be in the title reference to that match.
Yeah, Bryce Remsburg did an excellent job refereeing that mask. Whoever made Bryce Remsburg's glasses to where he could see both invisible competitors did an amazing job production-wise.
they did.
So, it was just crazy. One of them went through a table, and we don't know how it happened.
We don't. You are very, very
accurate. We saw nothing but a table explode into two pieces, and somebody went through it. So, yeah, I feel like if every wrestling fan watched that match, they would probably say it was their favorite.
Well, I mean, I didn't really watch much wrestling after that because
it kind of ruined the sport.
It did, man. I didn't after Mania weekend. I got a few choice pieces here and there, but that match we peaked too early with Invisible Man and Invisible Man.
What did you come up with there, Matt?
Okay. I did look back and come up with three. Albeit, like I said, not watch. I watched the the first quarter pretty solidly. From there, I fell off, but I did watch stuff along the way. Number three, Kenny Omega versus Hiroshi Tanahashi from Wrestle Kingdom 13. Enjoyed that one. And my number two is Waldo's number one, and it's Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston from Mania. That one, I just had a lot of fun with that one. It's not even really even on a match yet, my favorite game because I really had fun with it. And my number one for favorite was Cody versus Dustin Rhodes. Man, I was super into that. Yeah. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, AEW has done some cool stuff this year. I unfortunately have not taken the time to watch it. There for a while, I was running head to head with the Masked Singer, so I couldn't watch it because I had to watch that with my family. Because fans, but
yeah, I have never watched an episode.
It's pretty fun.
Okay.
But yeah.
But I started on track with AEW and then just fell off because of life, honestly, not even because of anything else. I'm trying to come back, not only to AEW, but to wrestling in general for 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to try to as well, which I've done a piss poor job of it for the first 14 days of 2020. But
yeah, I think it's going to have to be still more selective than ever just because there's so much now that I want to see, but there's a lot that I don't need to see when I can see other better things.
Yeah. Which you guys did Wrestle Kingdom both nights this year, didn't you?
That we did. That we did. Two nights for the first time.
Yeah.
And AB celebration, as we always do, fixed two nights of big breakfast meal. First night had the Gymnasty Boys, Timmy Lou Retton and Mike Monk, and Chance Reiser stop by and hang and watch it with us.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, I remember those guys were there for Mania, too, which was probably the last big wrestling event that I attended at the Arson Cop.
Yeah, that's right.
They like to show up for the big ones.
They do. That's all. They're main event stars now, Daddy.
We got to pay that big booking fee so we can all get them for the big ones.
That's right. Got to feed them to get a little bit of a discount. Good dudes, though, right?
Yeah, good fellas.
Okay. Well, let's see. Move along, little doggy. Well, let's go to albums here. A little music. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I expect to see a lot of one album in particular being on maybe all three of our lists.
I think you're correct on that. Scott and I had that discussion earlier, although, but there is one absentee ballot that gives unique options.
All right, cool.
At least amongst the others. And that is from AB Junior Luke.
All right. Getting the younger generation's perspective here.
That's right. That's what I like that. It'll be a good, it's good. And his number three, I like this record, Vampire Weekend, The Father of the Bride.
Okay.
Did you listen to that record, Todd? Do you like Vampire Weekend? I don't know if you do.
I don't. I feel like on one of these podcasts, I call them boring white dudes, but apparently they're not white dudes. They should be boring white dudes.
I mean, but they are kind of boring white dudes. I'm a fan, so at least I get it. So, but yeah, but I did like that record. I thought it was fun. I found their music perky.
Yeah,
and I'm okay with that. Like, Luke's number two, unfamiliar with this, one of you two may know, but Mental Cruelty Inferus, I guess is how that would be pronounced as the title.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one myself.
No, I'm not either, so check that one out. Probably some pop punk or metal, yeah. And then his number one, I did check this out just at his request. I think Scott did as well at one point. But Free Throw, What's Past Is Prologue.
Is that the emo band? Because I think I listened to that one.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
No, it's not bad. It's really not. It's not. It's hard for me to like jam on that kind of stuff now for some reason.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Oh, pardon me. Okay, Size, let's jump to... Or actually, I'll shoot next on this one, then we'll go to Size, and we'll let Scott take this round off. Mine, let's go. My number three... I didn't listen to as much records as I wanted to or even thought I did when I started looking this year either. I'll say that. I was a little disappointed in myself. But that being said, I did pick out three. Number three... The Black Keys, Let's Rock.
Cool. I haven't heard that one, but I like the Black Keys. It's probably pretty good.
Okay, yeah. If you like the Keys, you'll like it. It's right along the veins, but it's really good. Yeah, check that one out. And my number two, Todd Snyder, Cash Cabin Sessions, Volume 3.
Another one that I love the artist, but I haven't listened to it either.
Dude. Oh, dude, he's like prime Todd Snyder here. I had to make sure it wasn't an old record. I'm telling you, it's something special. And my number one, I'll say for the first time, I'm going to guess tonight, of me, is Sturgill Simpson, Sound and Fury.
Yes, that's a good album.
That is a good album. That is a good album.
Bought it 3 times.
Every form that it's made in got on.
Nice. Nice.
Okay, let's do you on.
When doing this, I realized that I've pretty much listened to nothing but country records in 2019, which I guess isn't a bad thing. But
no.
So, all three of, well, I guess my number one is, I don't know what you'd call it. It's from a country artist. But my number three is Joshua Ray Walker, Wish You Were Here.
Okay, I need to check that out.
It's solid. Found out about that guy. He opened for American Aquarium on their tour last year, and they were posting about him, so I checked him out, and really enjoyable album. My number two was Ian No, Between the Country. And my number one was also Fury.
Very nice. Very nice. I need to check a couple of those out.
Yeah, those other two, you know, they're really enjoyable. There was a lot of good country records that came out this year, but I feel like those two may have been the two top ones.
Man,
Sturgill's album, which isn't really a country album, I don't guess, but is amazing.
Yeah, there were a lot of good country, Americana, whatever you wanted to come throw all my in, but good records here, though. After, like I said, I didn't get to listen to many as I wanted to, but after I really started looking what came out, then now wanting to go back, I was like, man, it was a good year.
Yeah.
For that. Okay. And Scott.
Well, my number three was Oklahoma, A Dawn to Fear. Oklahoma is a long time metal band from Umeå, Sweden.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Long time running band there.
Very cool.
Fairness, Golden Grey.
Man, I still haven't damned that.
Yeah, me either.
It's different, but Fairness is different. They still have the magic. It's not purple, but it's still
cool.
And my top one, Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
15 years ago, Dirty Rock Record, Anime.
Yeah.
Themes came out. I came in my pants. So. I was 40. So.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just the build up around that record. You know, what all
success and
been very successful.
Yeah, and the three of us, I guess, we'll all be seeing Sturgill next month.
That's right. It's a little over a month from now.
Yeah.
It'll be
a fun
Asheville, North Carolina, big trip coming up. Are we going to vlog that for YouTube?
Oh, yeah, I feel like we should.
Yeah, we probably should. So check out Arson Brothers Network on YouTube. Get to subscribe there. Be ready for that vlog coming up. Lots more stuff on there, of course. But yeah, look forward to that trip, and that's some good records for this year, and this could be good. I mean, just for even myself, but anyone, just recommendations on some stuff. If you're looking to go back and catch up on a few things,
yeah,
take you home some recommendations. Okay, let's go to TV shows, TV series. Let's see, I got three absentee ballots on this.
All right.
First one I'll go over is from the one, the only ninja, Danny Marshall, and it was The Flash, season 6.
Cool.
And then, number two, Arrow, season 8. And number one, I did 1 and 3. So, The Flash was his number one. Arrow was number two, and this is number three in the Supergirl season 5.
Nice.
So that DC, he's into that Crisis on Infinite Earth crossover deal real heavy right now. I know.
Yeah.
I haven't got to see any of that, but it does seem pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. Like, all those CW DC shows seem so overwhelming. Like, there's so many of them. I'm kind of
saying I've watched a very large chunk of The Flash and Arrow and got behind. And now, with all the other ones that go with it and the crossover, I feel overwhelmed as well. And even having watched a chunk, so I thoroughly enjoyed. Just got behind, then got very overwhelmed. But I would like to watch it all. Maybe someday.
Yeah.
Your second absentee ballot, as we'll call it, excuse me, for Mr. John Allen. His number three was The Good Doctor, season 3. I'm familiar with that show in title and commercial. But that's about it. Anybody else watch that at all?
I started watching like the first season on Hulu. It was pretty interesting. It's a different concept. A doctor with autism, I think, entering into his practice and kind of the struggles he has there. It was interesting. I just kind of, you know, it's one of those things. I got lazy and started watching something else and never finished up on it.
Right, I understand that. I mean, I've saw very positive reviews and things, so yeah, very cool. I'll check that out sometime. His number two, New Amsterdam, season 1. Like, and I'm familiar with this title alone. Like, I've heard of it, but that's about it.
Yeah, same here.
NBC Doctor Show.
Okay.
I knew that for
work. Yeah. Okay. And his number one was Stranger Things 3, or season 3. Which I thoroughly enjoyed that myself.
Yeah, maybe my favorite season, Strange. It's hard to compare it in the first season because the first season was such something new.
Yeah, that's I agree. That first season had a magic about it that's hard to capture again, even in something that is probably better. So, but I'm like you from a storytelling and writing and even cinematography point of view, season 3 is the best season.
Yeah.
And then let's see. Oh, one more absentee ballot from Mr. Stevie Looney. His number 3, The Righteous Gemstones, season 1.
I loved it a lot. It barely missed being out of my list.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Like, it killed me. His number 2, The Boys, season 1. Oh man, such a good show.
I never got around to watching it. I kept telling myself I was going to, and I still haven't done it. I need to.
You will like it. And his number 1, which I've got to get on, Watchmen, season 1.
Yeah, it's so good.
He told me it was now is probably his second favorite television series of all time behind Twin Peaks.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not going that far into saying it's good, but it's good.
Okay, I know, listening to and surprisingly didn't make my podcast list this year, Kevin Smith, that's probably only because he's been on tour for most of the year, but I know he, in his 2019 recap, said at least as far as 2019, any type of, any media movie, anything like that, it was his favorite thing that happened, though.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to starting it, I just haven't done it.
And Alan Moore still hates it.
Does he?
Yeah, he refuses to have anything to do with it. Won't let him like use his name as acknowledgement or anything.
Oh wow, okay.
He hates anything.
That's par for the course though. Okay, let's kick. Scott, you got some TV series this year?
Just Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Just
Mandalorian. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Size.
Yeah, man, there's so much good TV this year. But it's like a lot of stuff didn't make my list that should have because I had to pick just 3. But my number 3 was also Stranger Things, season 3.
Nice. Very nice. It almost made mine, too. I had to debate hard on it.
Yeah, it another Netflix show right there, Mindhunter, season 2. Almost bumped it out, but I still went with Stranger Things.
I haven't watched any of Mindhunter. I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
My number 2 was a Shudder original series, Creepshow season 1.
Nice. Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Yeah, it was really good. Really like a fun kind of like throwback show to like episodic horror show. You know, each episode's a different thing going on, and really had some cool like 80s vibe about it.
I agree.
And my number one was the same as Stevie's, Watchmen season one. It was just by far, I feel like, the most interesting show that I saw all year. Just a re, you know, it's kind of builds off what, if you're going in, don't be expecting a retelling of the comic book. This is like what happened after the
right
comics there. So, but yeah, it was incredible.
Awesome. I'm excited. I got to start it. I went to start it like two nights ago and not accidentally, but ended up, because I was like, well, I'm going to do this for just a second and see what it looks like, and turn on that show Euphoria, and now I'm stuck with it. Let's see. Okay, my number three is The Boys season one. Just, oh man, just such fun and extremely dark and gritty, but oddly refreshing, because it is that of it. Basically, you're the dark stories of Justice League or the Avengers. It's just really fun and very, very well done. My number two, also an Amazon Prime show. Prime done me good this year. The Good Omen miniseries.
Oh yeah, I watched that. It was really good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that, man. Like, I loved it so much. Well, that was super fun. I wanted more. Like, I mean, I know
you
could have done more. Yes, there was more story. But anyway, and my number one, Saint Scott's my favorite. The Mandalorian, man, I've just enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, and the Mandalorian, you know, there at the end, we got to see the 501st Legion.
So, yeah, I saw that. Do you know that all the I don't know. All the extra troopers. They were 501st recruited.
Okay.
Very cool. Hopefully, we've had some encounters with the 501st in 2019. I'm sure we will in 2020, and possibly even in a bigger way.
Yeah, hopefully. We're joining that. Cool. We're all getting Jawa costumes.
God, I can't wait. Oh, that would be cool, actually. But yeah, Mandalorian, the tie that binds Star Wars, it's the only thing everyone loves.
Yeah, it's pretty much the only Star Wars property that I've seen no hate from whatsoever.
Yeah, I know, me too. And it's refreshing, though, that everyone loves something to be happy about it. Good, bad, or the other. All right, we got two more categories. Should we do movies last or Arson Brothers moments last?
I would say save the Arson Brothers moments for last.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, now movies a big thing around here too.
Yeah, movies are pretty intense discussion amongst the Arson Brothers.
We got four absentee ballots for movies.
Oh, all right.
We'll go through these quickly. First, from AB Junior Luke Griffith. His number three, Joker.
Okay.
Which, and his number two, Midsummer. Which I love that myself.
Yeah.
And Joker, for that matter. And his number one, we're just talking about the controversial Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker.
Nice. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay. I wondered, actually. And I liked it as well.
I did too.
You're sitting amongst company that enjoyed it. And speaking on our next list for Minute, his number three, Rambo Last Blood, which I'm looking forward to watching that myself.
Yeah, I keep playing on it. I saw it as a Redbox now. I planned on renting it the other day, but I got a few different things instead.
Nice. It looks like Rambo Home Alone, and I'm in. His number two, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. And his number one, Joker.
Cool.
And then Mr. Stevie Looney. His number three, The Lighthouse, which I finally watched the other
night. Yeah, me too. It was good.
It's good stuff. Number two on his, Joker. Joker running the court and running the gauntlet.
Yeah. So.
And his number one, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Cool. Yeah, I liked it a lot too.
Me too. And then last absentee ballot was from Alamada. And number three, Spider-Man Far From Home. I enjoyed that one as well.
Yeah.
And number two, Toy Story 4. Another good one.
I haven't seen that one either.
Okay. I was getting ready to ask if you'd like that one. You saw it? It's good. And then his number one, Avengers Endgame.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay. Let's, who wants to kick it off?
I'll go.
Scott.
Number three, Ready or Not.
Nice. Yeah, man. Good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Number two, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And my number one was the documentary Hell Satan.
Nice. I enjoyed that as well.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. I saw it on Hulu the other day and thought about checking it out and ended up watching it myself.
Thought provoking.
Yeah, it was good. I watched that one. Scott enjoyed it as well. My documentary of the year, though, that one is, it would be up there, but, jump in real quick, Apollo 11. If anybody hasn't saw that, oh my goodness, they got so much footage that we've never saw before, and it's extraordinary.
Wow.
It's excellent. Okay, I'll shoot up mine real quick, and I'll let Size close this one down. My number three favorite was Joker. I thought it was just phenomenal. Like, I want to say this on my movies. I really did what I would consider my favorites of the year. That does not necessarily mean it's my best of the year, the order, as far as I'm saying best movie made. I know that's weird and being tedious, but I'm a movie nerd, so. Because I think Joker was probably the best movie made this year, but it wasn't quite my favorite just because.
Right.
Not a ton of rewatchability in that one. I mean, it is, but it's heavy. And number two, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I had a blast with that. It was just super fun. And my number one as far as favorite, it's Avengers Endgame, just because it's just so epic for comic book nerd, and I can watch it and have a ton of time. So when I really thought about it, I don't think it was the best. It would be if I'm giving an award, it's not my best movie of the year. But as far as just favorites and can just rewatch it, when I really thought about it, I had to say it was.
Yep. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of, 10 years worth of stuff tied together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And done exceptionally, because that would be, I wouldn't want that task of tying it all up.
Yeah.
All right. What about.
Well, my top three of the year, number three was Us.
Nice, yeah.
Really enjoyed it. I actually liked it more than Get Out. I know a lot of people didn't, but I thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Thought Us was really good. I thought Jordan Peele did a great job there.
Yeah.
My number two was Joker.
Nice.
And I want to say that I think DC, who normally has been kind of the worst at making comic book movies.
Yeah, for real.
And in 2019, got two really good comic book movies. I mean, Joker, which was amazing, and Shazam, I thought was really good too.
Shazam was awesome.
It didn't quite make my top three, but I thought it was a good comic book movie.
Same. I think the trailer for Birds of Prey looks like a good time, if I'm being honest.
And Brightburn, which I guess it technically isn't a DC movie, but it's more or less a DC comic book movie.
Right, right. It was really I want to.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was weird seeing DC actually doing something good in 2019 after years of just churning out garbage.
I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, me too. But, yeah, unfortunately for DC, Marvel's still king, and also Avengers Endgame.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not the best movie made last year, but it was the most fun to watch, I feel like.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Pretty much. But it is a good movie also. I think underrated as far as a whole picture, and that's not to take anything away. There were a lot of really good movies this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of like literal picture of the year quality movies, like more than were even nominated, way more. Weird, like it was an excellent, excellent movie year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that I still haven't seen. Like I'm 1917, I haven't seen it yet.
I still haven't saw that. I'm excited just to see that. Well, not quite one long shot, understanding, but like five long shots, the whole movie.
Yeah. Uncut Gems. I'm hearing great things about it.
I watched it.
Was it good?
Yes, it's really good, and I agree. Adam Sandler did get snubbed a bit.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, that this was, I mean, maybe his best work since Punch Drunk Love.
Oh, dude, for sure. And that's, I love Punch Drunk Love as well, but man, it's so good. The movie's awesome, too. Watch it, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of good movies. 19.
Tons. I hope that trend continues.
Yeah, me too.
Well, all that leaves is a bit more personal to us countdown for the year, and it's our favorite Arson Brothers moments.
Oh, the best Arson moments of 2019.
There were a lot.
There was a lot of good ones, yeah, definitely.
And I got three absentee ballots in this one.
All right.
First, Ninja, and he just had one, number one. He didn't get to... get out of town this year. Told me, though, that he was certainly hoping to do more this year. Things are getting a little settled. Number one and only is North Pole Eat.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a good time.
It was, and if you haven't saw that, to know Christmas is over, but still worth a watch. It was us eating on the very best and certainly the very worst of Christmas movie foods.
Yeah, I still remember, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Was the rough part.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But that is available on Arson Brothers Entertainment on Facebook and Arson Brothers Network on YouTube. AB Junior Luke gave us three moments. His number three was at WyvaCon 2019, and it was you size on the Nerf cannon.
WyvaCon was a good time. It didn't quite break my top three, but it was definitely a fun time, and if you go and watch the vlog of that, you're gonna see, you know, that first day me, you, and Luke, and then Scott shows up the second day with you and Luke.
Yeah, it was a good time in that battle. We named it something.
Yeah, I don't remember what we named it, but it was an intense battle between us and some little kids and the people running it.
You lost your leg.
I got my leg blown off. See, I was kind of expecting it to be the battle of me and the old woman for Luke's number three.
Oh, dude, that's what it turned into.
That was the real battle.
Yeah, go watch that. I think there's a podcast on one of these talking about it, too. Oh, man. That was wild. Luke's number two. Man, this one's also specifically towards you guys. North Pole Eats, specifically Mike's Spiked Eggnog.
It was good eggnog.
Well, it was eggnog. It was a good night, though. And Luke's number one was the Toy Brothers Super Shows San Diego Comic-Con night. And specifically, Luke and myself filming the Blues Brothers parody intro.
Yes, that was great.
That was pretty good and a lot of fun. That was wee hours of the night without any sleep out in the truck filming that. And it was awesome. But that's another bug. All Blues are available. So far, everything available on Arson Brothers Network. We like to document what we do. It's kind of funny, bro. And Sean. Sean Allen. His number three was the Arson Brothers trip to Big Lick Comic Con. And that was in August back there. And there's a vlog of that as well, of course. That was a good time. And we'll be going back to Big Lick Comic Con in just like 2 weeks or so. It's
they're doing it early this year, it seems like.
They do two.
Oh, okay, cool.
They do February, and they're doing August again, yeah. So, looking forward to that. Be on the lookout for that, and come down there and check it out. We'll be there. And his number two was the Arson Brothers trip to Kazakhstan and the post-trip of destroying a Walmart toy aisle, which we did really do damage in that toy aisle. And not in a buying capacity, in a literal we caused store damage. Had to leave. It was not on purpose.
But I think that there's a vlog of that.
There is a vlog of that as well, of course. And his number one was the Arson Brothers trip to attend the widest washed New Japan wrestling event ever.
Oh, yeah. You guys went to New Japan in Charlotte, right?
We did.
With no Japanese stars.
It was quite white.
But there was like a visa thing going on, like Trump. I mean, there was something going on where they weren't able to get visas or something because of the federal government. Yeah.
It was weird. So it basically became a ROH and Super Indie show, which was still cool. I still had they had a lot of young guys there, and I don't know. There were a few cool things. And let's see. John, or Scott, reading the name Scott, you got three moments, sir.
Yeah, North Pole East,
yeah, Missouri. Good one. Fanboy Expo down in Knoxville, Tennessee, and vlog of that as well.
And Rocky Horror,
nice. Yeah,
shaking our ass.
Yeah,
that certainly was an event, a special one. Size, you want to drop yours?
Yeah, my number three was the return of Benny Conley to professional wrestling.
Nice.
There's a little bit of documentation there. I think you went to one of his first matches back for RSW. I don't remember if
I did. Actually, AB Junior Luke and I made the trip up.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all filmed a lot of it or not, but I remember there being some form of document, maybe just pictures. I don't know if there's a vlog or not.
No, I don't think we vlogged that. We filmed that match and had intentions of doing some things, but you know.
Yeah, but there are still photos out there of the event, so you can go back to the Arson Brothers Entertainment page.
Match is available on RSW page.
Yeah, Benny's return to the ring was a very exciting moment for all of us, getting to see our little banjo heading back to the big world of pro wrestling.
It was. It really was. And it was on my list as an option as well, unless somebody else said it, just because I wanted a different moment over. If not, but yes, very much so. And he has had quite the year.
Yeah, he's now the RSW champion, right?
Yes, he is the big belt for that company. The main.
Did he win that on New Year's Day or something like that?
On New Year's Day, so he returned on. Let's see, I have it right here on the AB board. It looks like March 12th, I think. So, in less than a year from a debuting return to RSW to the top champion of the company, that's a good year.
Yeah. I was gonna make him winning the title my number three, but I realized that happened right as 2020 was happening. So,
yeah,
that one. So I didn't quite make it into 2019. My number two was me, you, and Benny going to the Food Truck Frenzy in Princeton, West Virginia, filming an episode of WV Eats with the food trucks and an episode of Exploring Appalachia with the festival going on, seeing Blue Oyster Cult and Hinder.
Yeah, man.
Setting up for my number one at that event.
Yep.
At that event, we talked to Lori from the Downtown Princeton Project and set stuff up with her. And then on October 31st at midnight, we hosted the Rocky Horror Picture Show as part of the Mercer Monster Mash. And that, like Scott, was my number one pick as well. Arson
Very Moments. Nice, yeah. That was quite the Arson Brothers.
A long, hard day's work, a long night, and sitting at Matt's house at like 5 a.m. after finally getting home, eating sheets, watching the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Kind of taking it all in.
Good stuff. Hopefully bigger and better.
Yeah.
For 2020 is the plan. And, okay, a funny and true story. My 3 and your 3 were literally exactly the same, except now I've changed my number 3 just to get a different number. But we literally had the exact same everything. So my number 3 now is going to be the Arson Brothers at Bubba Fest. And we had a ton of celeb encounters there, even like several celebs appearing on our vlog and a couple famous YouTubers on the vlog. So that was a really cool experience.
Yeah, that was really one of my favorite of the con vlogs that was filmed.
Yeah, that one was a good one for
big
that
name. Kane Hodder, I guess that was the one he was with you at, right?
Yeah, Kane Hodder come out, hung out in the warehouse, or sponsored the warehouse clothing company's booth for a bit, and then end up doing a little blurb on the vlog with myself and our staff. Signed a bunch of stuff for us, actually.
Nate.
Good dude. My number 2, same as your number 2, the Food Truck Frenzy 2019 out of the Chuck Mathena Center here in Prince, West Virginia. Man, it was just a really good event. We had a good time. We got a great vlog filmed. Exploring Appalachia, a show that we started in 2019, which I'm happy about and hope to do a lot more in 2020. So, that was just a really good event.
Yeah.
And like I said, set up for our huge October event, which I've already revealed is my number 1 also, and of course Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, it's definitely a treat. I mean, that's the first time we kind of worked in conjunction with another organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most everything we've done up to that point have been kind of all us.
Probably DIY.
Yeah. But it was a good thing that we can work with other groups. We're not just total loners.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it would end up being a successful event for everyone involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And good. And like I said, we got, there are going to be lots of Arson Brothers moments in 2020. That much we can guarantee. And you're going to be able to be a part of a lot of those moments, a lot of the big ones.
Yeah. So maybe next year we'll be expanding this list to top 5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll probably have to.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of stuff, good stuff coming down the line.
There is. I'm excited.
Starting with this. This is, it's the first major thing we've done in 2020, breaking out the old podcast again.
It is. I know. I thought about that. I'm excited, hoping to get, as we said during the podcast segment, Toy Brothers Super Show rolling. That one may become a once a month deal. I think this Arson Brothers show is going to be every 2 weeks now here for this second season.
Nice.
And then who knows? We got ideas for podcasts and shows that's not even been brought to the world yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the shows that we've mentioned in this episode, WV Eats, Exploring Appalachia, all the vlogs for trips and stuff we do. You know, hopefully we have a lot more of those coming back out at you in 2020.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Big plans for all those shows, and definitely we'll have a vlog from the upcoming Big Lake Comic Con in Roanoke, Virginia here in just a few weeks, maybe a month till the vlog gets up. And also, I actually have, it's just been on the back burner, hasn't got to upload. I need to get that up. But from Fanboy Expo, one of Scott's top events, AB moments of the year, the vlog for that is still yet to be posted. So it's going to be a late treat for everyone.
Nice. And as always, we will have our Christmas special in December, which was made a few Arson Brothers top 3 moments of this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'll be good. And sometimes we get a spring special in there. There'll be lots of AB gatherings that probably won't be filmed as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But who knows? There's lots of lots of things in the works, lots of big things that we know are going to happen, and hopefully some things that open up along the way.
Yeah. And it seems like for the past 2 years, we've had a big surprise in the fall time, so maybe this fall, something else big will be popping up.
I think you're onto something, brother.
We ran Dead Leaves in the fall of 2018. We ran Rocky Horror in the fall of 2019, and 2020. Who knows what we'll be running come fall time?
Maybe
running for our lives.
Well, that is running from the law. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully not either of those things, but you can't tell. But yeah, we should have some announcements coming up within, honestly, within a week or two.
Yeah.
About some things that are coming your way, and we're excited to get the podcast back rolling. WV's Exploring Appalachia, too. Excited to get that going.
Yeah.
But I guess that's going to wrap up our little episode back and our look back at 2019 and some of our favorite things.
Yes. If you're listening to this and you have moments that you want to comment about, go to Arson Brothers Entertainment on Facebook and let us know if you have a top three movie that we didn't mention, a top three game, TV show, or if you had an encounter with an Arson Brother this year that you thought was a magical moment. Let us know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll actually we'll put up these lists over the next couple of days with this podcast individually on the Facebook, so you can take a look at them just by category if anybody wants to browse some of the AB's favorite things through this year.
Yeah, and let us know yours. I mean, if it's something we haven't checked out, you know, if you watched a movie and none of us have seen it or heard of it, we'll probably check it out because
we like
keeping up with cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I love recommendations.
Yeah.
But guys, it's been a blast.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
we'll try to do this again in about 2 weeks.
Nice.
And you can find us on this podcast on at least most major podcast platforms, and especially through Anchor FM, their host, and Spotify, which I think are one and the same now.
Yeah.
And of course, on YouTube, Arson Brothers Network, please go give a little subscribe there. Check out some of the videos and share some of those videos if you like. Help us get some eyes out there. Arson Brothers Entertainment is their Facebook page and their Instagram page. Our Twitter is now Arson Bro ENT. I'd love to check that. Things changed recently. We kind of suck at Twitter, but we use Instagram and Facebook pretty well.
Yeah, we definitely keep more up with the Instagram and Facebook, and we have Twitters and Snapchats that rarely get updated.
Yeah. But hey, 2 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, that's right. But it's the 2 biggest ones, I mean.
That's right.
We keep up with the big things.
They're technically one of the same, I guess. Same
yeah. Company,
please. But nonetheless, yeah, lots of things coming up. Please check out all those to follow along with us and let us know your thoughts on anything, like I said, any of that stuff, or just in general for 2020 coming up. What do you want to see? What are you excited for? Would you like to see Arson Brothers Entertainment bring to you? Where would you like to see us go? Any of those things. We want to know. But, Scott Holly, thank you very much for joining us. Anything? Any last words?
Take care.
And you, Mr. Michael Salisbury, thank you very much for joining us. What a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Words for you?
Nah, I got no words.
No words. I like that. And I'm, of course, Matt Klein. And, yeah. Been real. We'll be back soon. Thanks for listening to the Arson Brothers Show.